I am Vic Batista along with Nathan Jones, web minister for Lamb and Lion Ministry, and we're transmitting live from the Aventura Hollandale station. So we ask that you keep us in prayer for our technology and that everything will work without any problems. And of course, today's subject matter is that of the prophetic book of Jude, spiritual bodybuilding. For those of you watching us live via twitcasting.tv and twave.tv, feel free to post your questions or your comments on the screen for us. And of course, we encourage you to keep us in prayer that our technology and everything will work without any problems. And before we continue to the second segment of our program, I'm going to ask Nathan Jones if he'll open us up with a word of prayer.
I'd be happy to, brother. I thought you were going to open us up with prayer in Spanish. I'd love to hear you in Spanish.
Oh, Nathan, yeah, we'll do it in English this time to bless our English listeners.
Okay, then, let's do it. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the second segment in English. And Lord, we pray for our Spanish speakers, too, that they will also be blessed. And we just thank you, Lord, for the love you've given us. And pray you open up your word today so we may understand it and grow in our knowledge and love of you. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nathan. And again, you tune into the Chukwu Seti Free Bible Prophecy Radio Edition. Vic Batista, Nathan Jones. That's what we're talking about, spiritual bodybuilding in the prophetic book of Jude. Today's program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Aventura and the Chukwu Seti Free Ministry. You can find more information at calvaryaventura.com or on Facebook on JN832. We also want to invite those of you to find yourselves in the Aventura area this Resurrection Day. Be part of our fellowship. We're going to be meeting at the Aventura Waterway K-8 School. Those of you that are familiar with North Miami, that's behind the Aventura Hospital and Dixie Highway, 11 a.m. on Sunday. We'd love for you to come and be part of a potluck celebration. Invite your friends and your family to come and join us as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you find yourself in the Hollandale area, Wednesdays at 7:30, we'd love for you to be part of the Truth Will Set You Free Bible Prophecy teachings as we make our way through the book of Revelation, Message to the Churches. And of course, more information you can find at 305-992-9537. Our address is 517 West Pembroke Road, Hollandale, Florida 33009. And of course, before we continue that second segment of our program, I'm going to welcome my special guest, Nathan Jones, web minister for Lamb and Lion Ministry. Nathan, it's a pleasure to have you on for the second part of the program.
Hey, it's great to be on, brother, and to understand everything you're saying.
And there you go. That makes it. I make it simple for you. You know.
You do. No, I love how you go back and forth between Spanish and English. So effortless. That is a gift, man. I tried German for a few years. I tried Hebrew for a few years. No such luck. But the Lord has really gifted you with the ability to reach twice as many people as I can reach. So praise the Lord for that.
Thank you. And Nathan, thank you for your flexibility as we also try to do some of the bilingual programs because we know there's a lot of Spanish speakers that tune in and we also want to have some materials available for them and especially so they can know more about the wonderful work that God is doing at Lamb and Lion Ministry. And Nathan, you guys are celebrating how many years again?
35 years.
35 years. I mean, that is just incredible. And of course, Nathan, I did want to maybe share with you, for you to share with us briefly, maybe someone just tuned in for the first time, they're not familiar with Lamb and Lion, how they can maybe get some more resources and information.
Well, folks can check out Lamb and Lion Ministries and celebrate 35 years with us. Come to our website, lamblion.com, and there you can find all sorts of resources, books and articles and study materials about God's prophetic word, and also watch our television show, Christ in Prophecy, which is broadcast all over the world over 17 networks. And you can sign up for our newsletter and join our social network groups and just get to know us, and we would just love to teach you about the Bible.
Thank you so much, Nathan Jones. And of course, and for those of you watching us live via twave.tv, I'm also here showing Dr. Reagan's wonderful commentary on the audio Revelation, an overview by Dr. David Reagan. And you guys can take advantage of all these incredible resources and just a great way to build up the body of Christ with this wonderful resource. So Nathan, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so thankful because people can be part of the 35-year anniversary and just take advantage of all the incredible resources you have on your website.
Well, praise the Lord. And I know our 35th anniversary falls on April Fool's Day, but we like to say we're fools for Jesus Christ.
There you go. We're Jesus freaks and fools for Christ. I love that.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Hey, Nathan, I'd rather be a fool for Christ than anything, you know what I'm saying, than anything that this world has to offer us. So I'm so glad.
So true, so true. Because what does the Bible say? That God's foolishness
Yes.
Is greater than man's wisdom, and so I would rather be in God's foolishness than ever in man's so-called wisdom.
Absolutely, Nathan. You know, and the Bible says God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and I know that you and I would agree with that because we look how God is using us, and we say, Lord, why me, right?
Exactly. There's times where you wonder, but you know, God, he likes to take the little things and make them big, and he took it's amazing to me, you're talking about Easter and how that Jesus Christ did everything he could to come in the poorest of conditions.
Absolutely.
He was born of a teenage mother, which appeared to the general public out of wedlock, even though it was by the Holy Spirit, in the poorest, tiniest town possible, in a stable, in a manger where animals eat out of, and he grew up under a poor carpenter in what was considered a back room area of Judea of the Roman Empire. And it was amazing. God did everything possible to humble himself before the world so that he might be exalted when he showed his power.
Wow, that is amazing, Nathan. And and that's why we're so thankful that God has chosen us to be able to serve him in whatever capacity he has in store for us. Also, Nathan, as we shift gears a little bit, you guys are going to have your annual conference once again, right? And that's going to be in July.
Yes, it's our Lamb and Lion Ministries annual conference. We'll have it July 11th, 2015. And the theme is Messages for a Rebellious Nation. And we'll have a great lineup of speakers. If folks can't come to the Dallas area to attend it, then we invite people. They can watch it through our website. We're going to have streaming video. And if there's any church pastors out there that want to have their own Bible prophecy conference, they can stream it in their church and host it like having their own conference. We provide the speakers, and each of you guys provide the venue, and if you want musicians and snacks.
Oh, I love that, Nathan. And we did it last year. We're hopefully praying to do it this year. And I would encourage anyone out there, leaders or pastors that are watching this program, it's a great way to build up the body of Christ with these incredible speakers. And I thoroughly enjoyed it last year, Nathan. All the speakers you had, and I know you have a beautiful lineup for this year as well.
Yeah. Besides Dr. David Reagan, we have a banquet to celebrate our 35th anniversary with Pastor Robert Jeffers, who has made it really big in the news for standing up for the Bible. Marty Getz, a wonderful Messianic Jewish musician. And, of course, we have Kelly Shackelford at the Liberty Institute. We have Pastor Bob Russell, who was my pastor for many years back in Kentucky. We're having Tim Wildman of the American Family Association, Al Gist, who is one of our sister ministries, fantastic speaker, and we hope to have Jack Collinsworth back. If people watch our show, Christ and Prophecy, they're very familiar with Jumpin' Jack as he sings all the great gospel songs.
Man, I love Jumpin' Jack. Let me tell you, when I visited you guys over at your location, and I thank you for allowing us to go visit your location, he was out there, and it was really, what a vibrant individual. You can see the Holy Spirit in him.
Well, he spent 20 years as a homeless man living under a bridge, and then he got saved and sobered up, and now he shares the gospel all over the country. It's been slowed down a little due to age, but the fire is in his heart. He knows what he was saved out of, and just praise the Lord for people who are saved out of terrible situations, because they just shine because they know what the Lord's done in their lives. They don't take it for granted.
Nathan, what a powerful testimony. I did not know that. And what an amazing encouragement that will be to anyone out there that maybe has been homeless, maybe they messed up in life, to see the redemptive power of Christ, right?
Exactly. Man. The Lord can change any situation that you're in.
You know, Nathan, and I thank you so much. And that's why in our first segment of the program, we were talking about a very important subject matter, and it's that of spiritual bodybuilding. And you left us off, Nathan, there around verse 20 of Jude 1. It's only one chapter. But I wanted to see, Nathan, will you be able to reread those verses, maybe for someone who just tuned into the program, as we continue to encourage the body and build them up prophetically in the things of Christ?
Sure. Now, Jude, to give a little background, is trying to protect his church from false teachers that are coming in to break up the church and destroy it. And so he's talking about now spiritual bodybuilding, not just physical, but spiritual, so we can discern and understand the tactics of the enemy and protect ourselves. Verse 20 goes, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
That's a lot there, Nathan. And you know,
that's
just powerful. There's some things here that we are going to continue to uncover. But we know, Nathan, that working out physically, going to the gym, does have some advantages. But here, Jude is encouraging us as believers, build ourselves up. And he says, on your most holy faith. And then he mentions praying in the Holy Spirit. And I believe, Nathan, that when we pray and we have our quiet time, that sometimes we can enter into a different realm, right, of intimacy through prayer with the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. Well, I did need a comparison. Think about your wife.
Right.
What if you only pecked your wife on the cheek and said a few words to her once a day, and that was it? That's all you ever talked. Or maybe you spoke to her, well, every Sunday. You say, hi, how you doing? And you spend an hour with her, and then you're off again the rest of the week. And it's very important that we don't treat God that way, but we do.
Yeah.
The general Christian doesn't think about God except for Sunday morning and maybe a quick prayer when they're in some kind of disaster or distress. And that's not how you build a relationship. I mean, we're talking about the God of the universe who created us and then died on the cross so that we can be saved and wants to spend eternity with us. Now, it's difficult because we're separated from God by our sins right now. We can't see Him, and He doesn't talk verbally to us. But He promises to give us the Holy Spirit once we're saved, to guide us, to lead us. And when we read the Bible and pray, we can draw close to Him and grow in that relationship with Him. And that, what Jude is saying, is one of the spiritual disciplines, the spiritual bodybuilding, to help protect us from these false teachers.
Excellent. Nathan, what a great point you made. And I believe prayer needs to be like that. It's constantly spending time with God so that then we were able to build ourselves up. But Nathan, why is prayer so difficult? Why is it that every time I say I want to pray or read the Bible, I find myself falling asleep? Why is that?
Well, I guess it depends what time you're reading the Bible. I used to read it before bed, and I would find that, yes, I would start dozing off, and my mind would wander, and the brain was shutting down. Bad idea. So I switched to the mornings. I drop my kids off at school, and one goes to one school, one goes to another, and there's like a half-hour lag between. And that's when I sit down and have my personal time. So it's very important that we carve out a time in the day where we're not bothered, we're not distracted, we're not tired, you know, we're not watching the TV at the same time or listening to music, but that we just let the Word of God speak to us and let the Holy Spirit speak and pray over what we've read. That is one of the spiritual disciplines that I know about from I actually took a class on spiritual disciplines back in seminary. They found it that important. And the idea was that if your prayer life seems rote, you just, you know, you're reciting the same thing every time you talk to God, that pray over a particular scripture you read, especially the Psalms.
Yes.
The Psalms are wonderful scriptures to pray over, and the prayers that David said, make them your prayers, and you'll find that your prayer life will really grow and flourish.
Nathan, you know, that's a very good point, because it's also some disciplines. Prayer, we know that is spiritual warfare. The enemy attacks us when we say we want to pray or read the Bible. But well, there's something we can do about it. We can find the time to refresh us to minimize distractions, right?
Exactly. We have to. We live in a very distracted world, don't we? I mean,
yeah.
There are so many things to keep our minds busy more than ever before. We've lost something that generations, say, 100 years ago had when they were sitting out on the front porch, or, you know, they didn't have TV and radio and constant engagements and clubs and all these things to do. They meditated on God's Word. They were spiritual giants for it. And today, although we have so much information that we can access, we're very spiritually shallow because we're not engaging in these spiritual disciplines. We're like going to the gym as that weak, limpy guy. You know, we haven't touched any of the workout equipment yet. We don't look like those mountain-sized men and women who are there, because we spiritually haven't engaged in those spiritual disciplines, but we need to.
Yes.
Otherwise, our faith will be weak, our relationship with Jesus will be weak, and we'll find ourselves falling for false teachings.
Wow. You know, Nathan, that is a great point. I love Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, there's certain prayers there that also people can really pray right out of the Bible, Nathan. So people that have, like you, I think that was a great point that you just made with our spiritual discipline. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, I oftentimes pray that for leaders and pastors and individuals And I also encourage people to pray that for me. And Nathan, do you mind if I read Ephesians 3 there, 14 and on?
That'd be great.
And then, you know, it says, for this reason, Paul writes, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a prayer from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And then he says that he would grant you, and I want to pray this for you, Nathan, Dr. Reagan, and your ministry, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints, which is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And I pray that for Nathan Jones and the Lamb and Lion team.
Well, thank you, brother. We need it. We definitely need it.
But Nathan, as you take us through Jude, again, I know that there's a lot there, but I think you made a very good point regarding prayer. And here, Jude, as you read for us in those verses, is saying that is one of the ways that we can build the body up and we can build ourselves up, right?
Exactly. Remember, what you read reminds me so much of the last two verses of Jude, where he says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Woo.
I mean, woo! Exactly. When I pray, it's a, you know, it's a lot more somber and all, but wow, Jude is getting excited here. We can make those prayers our prayer. And I can sit down and say, you know, pray, Lord, you're able to keep me from stumbling? Okay, please, Lord, keep me from falling and making mistakes. Lord, help me to be faultless.
Yes.
Present me before your glory one day. I have such joy over that. And Lord, you are my Savior. You're the one who's wise. Mm-hmm. And I praise you. I give you all the glory and that you have the dominion and power forevermore. Amen. So look how he packs that with so much prayer for protection. He asks for prayer for guidance. He also asks for, he worships the Lord through it and gives him the dues that is owed him. And in those two verses, it's just so much life to it that we can make that own in our prayer life, just like that passage you read in Ephesians.
That is amazing, Nathan. And yeah, and you know, prayers don't have to be this long, somber. I mean, just pray what the scripture says, right? And oftentimes, pray with authority and power, and God sends his angels, and they begin to work on our behalf.
Yeah, it's not a time amount. Jesus actually condemned those who pray with lots of words hoping they'll be heard. God doesn't want to sit there and listen through people trogging
right
through all this liturgy and stuff like that. He wants the heart. And we read in just two verses here how Jude is just worshiping the Lord and asking for his daily needs and protection. And, you know, we don't have to sit there for hours on end or even half hours on end. You know, he just wants a prayer from the heart. He wants to make a connection with us. And that's far more important than the quantity of words that we say.
Excellent point. You know, Nathan, verse 21, I love it. It says, keep yourselves in the love of God. What are other ways that we can keep ourselves in the love of God, Nate?
Well, it's very important that not only we do these spiritual disciplines, but that we keep our love fresh. You know, with my wife, we have to go on dates now and then. You know, I have to show her kind little things. She loves
right
when I write her notes. And I'm not saying this because she's going to end up transcribing this later. but she, you know, it's very important to keep the home fires burning, so to speak. And it's very important in our relationship. And this is a relationship. No other religion
yeah
has a relationship with the Creator. Christianity does. If you have a relationship with God the Father, of love. He's our Father, so we have love for him as a Father, as our Savior. And we need to keep that going by keeping the relationship going.
You know, Nathan, and I know you can speak to us a little bit of Revelation chapter 2, the church of Ephesus, right?
Yeah, there was quite a number of churches, seven that were addressed in the church of Ephesus. Their love had grown cold. They kind of had gotten something. You know, it's like an old marriage. You and I, brother, we're old married people, and you know, I'm approaching 20 years now. I can't believe it. And
wow,
you know, you kind of can get into a routine. You get in a rut in the relationship. And when it comes to God, we can't get in a rut in that relationship. Otherwise, that's when we start getting spiritually weak. It's actually dangerous for us to get in a rut in our relationship with God. So we need to spice it up, you know. Keep the prayer life going, the Bible reading. Attend retreats. Go to Bible studies.
Yes.
Have Christian fellowship. Keep that flame alive by going on, quote-unquote, dates with Jesus Christ.
I love that, Nathan. And like you said, you know, spending time with the Lord, just like in our... Nathan, that's amazing. You and I are going to be celebrating 20 years soon. Myself as well with my wife.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I don't know where the time went.
And what a miracle that our wives are willing to stay with us for 20 years.
Well, we must be doing something, right? I don't know what.
Well, you guys have a great family. Heather's a great wife. So, you know, what a blessing it is, Nathan, right? That God has granted us such beautiful wives, right?
It is a true blessing and a helpmate given by God. I've seen how you and Maureen do radio programs together and grow your wonderful family. It's been a wonderful helpmate. She serves at Lamb and Lion Ministries, transcribing and coding our television shows and other interviews and radio interviews like the ones we do here. And so she has been a tremendous helpmate both at work and at home. And I just praise the Lord for her. She's an answer to prayer.
Amen. And you know, Nathan, but it goes with the verse, keep yourselves in the love of God, like we keep ourselves in our wonderful relationship with our wives. But it requires a little bit of work, right, Nathan? It requires us doing something.
I think that's why Jude continues verse 21, says, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because, brother, we need a lot of mercy because we make a lot of mistakes. And we need to learn that when we do fall for these false teachers or we trip up or we stumble and we sin, that we look for the mercy of God, we beg
yes.
for the mercy of God, and He promises, being always merciful, that He will grant us mercy.
I love that. And Nathan, I know we only have about 5 minutes left to the program, and we don't want to run out of time without giving someone out there an opportunity to receive that mercy and that grace, right, Nathan? How can they maybe receive that today?
Well, if you read verse 23, it says, being saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Now, that's where we are born in sin. We are born in rebellion against God. And we are heading for a fire, the fire of God's judgment and the fire of eternal death and hell. And it's a real place. The Bible is very clear that there is judgment for our sins, that once this life ends, that's it. We're going to hell. We don't want anyone to go to hell. We want people to be free from those sins, to be free from the guilt and the burdens, and to give their life over to Jesus Christ. And they do that. They do that by repenting of their sins and surrendering their life to Jesus Christ, praying in their hearts, dear Jesus, please forgive me of my sins and be my Savior. And He promises that He will do that. He will forgive you of your sins. He will remove that guilt. He will give you a brand new life in Him. An eternal life with Him forever.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Nathan. And of course, that invitation, Nathan, has just opened that up to everyone watching or listening. Again, you're tuned into the Truth Will Set You Free Bible Prophecy Radio Edition. Big Batista, Nathan Jones, as we're talking about spiritual bodybuilding, the prophetic book of Jude. And of course, any of you that have accepted the Lord and prayed to receive Him, you can always get a hold of us at 305-992-9537. We'd love to give you more information about this relationship that you just started with the Lord. But Nathan, again, what a wonderful words of encouragement you're talking to us here about. And verse 23, Nathan, that's what the Bible says, but some say with fear, pulling out of the fire, hating even. Sometimes we sort of need to scare people a little bit into their relationship so they can recognize, Nathan, the times that we're living in, right? We're not playing games here. And the enemy, Satan, is real, and hell is also real, and sometimes we need to shake people up a little bit, right, Nate?
You do. I think the churches do a great disservice by ignoring the teaching of hell. Many churches do. They talk about, you know, what Jesus is doing for you or how He fixes your problems, and by giving up, excuse me, on Bible prophecy and not teaching about our eternal destiny, then we are doing a great disservice to people. And I encourage pastors listening in that they need to do so. This weekend, do a sermon on hell. Teach people that there is another destination than heaven if these people haven't accepted Christ as Savior. That's why He's Savior. He saves us. He rescues us from the eternal punishment. And that we need a Savior. We don't just need someone who's going to take care of our needs now or fix our problems, but He fixes the ultimate problem, the sin. sin in our life, and he did that by giving up his own life on the cross for us.
Wow, Nathan, what a great way as we get ready to close the program, because Nathan, we're going to be celebrating Easter, Resurrection Day this weekend, and we need to incorporate that into the messages. Yes, we share the good news that Jesus died and rose from the dead, but we also need to share with people, right, the urgency and the reality of coming to that Savior now.
Exactly. Matter of fact, when people preach about Easter this weekend, the whole purpose of Jesus dying was so that we could be rescued from our sins, that we wouldn't go to hell, and that we'd spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what Easter's all about. It's not about bunnies and eggs and fertility and whatever else has fallen in from there. It is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ so that our sins may be saved, and then we're saved from punishment in hell. That's very important people understand that.
Yes, and you know, Nathan, again, that's why we thank everyone that is tuned in to our program, and we thank you for watching, and we thank you for listening, we thank you for praying for us, but we're also praying for you that this will be a special weekend for you, that you would draw closer to Christ. God loves you. God has a wonderful plan for your life, and Jude here, as he closed us, Nathan, with those wonderful verses that you read, verse 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And Nathan, thank you so much for taking us through this verse-by-verse study. And Jude, we finally come to the conclusion of it. Can you believe it?
I'm rather sad. This has been a fantastic book. Thank you so much for getting us reading about this, because I've gone through Jude a few times, but I haven't really milked it for everything in the world, like, and you have, brother, and that is one of the great traits of these Calvary Chapels.
Well, we thank the Lord, and Nathan, I know that we're pretty much out of time for the second segment of our program, but what a pleasure it is always to have you on, and thank you so much, Nathan, for being part of the program.
Thank you, brother. Have a great Easter weekend.
Thank you, and you do the same. And we want to thank everyone tuned in. Thank you for tuning in for The Truth Will Set You Free, Bible Prophecy Radio Edition. Thank you for Jesus, Nathan Jones. May the Lord bless you, and may you have a wonderful Resurrection Day. Again, if you need a prayer, give us a call, 305-992-9537. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.